Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Kindness. You know, there's some days that I absolutely forget to notice all the small acts of kindness around me. And there's some days it's just in my face. Not long ago, I arrived in California for a work trip, and I opened my suitcase, and my iPad was not in my suitcase. Now, ordinarily, I carry that suitcase on, but in this case, I had to plain side check it because there was no longer any room in the overhead bin. Now, I was a bit foggy. I was just returning from a memorial for my mother. I was definitely in grief. I was tired. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I didn't put it in my suitcase. Maybe I left it in New Jersey. But it was nowhere to be found. So the source of my favorite books, internet connection, favorite apps, was likely stolen. I filed a claim with the airline. They did not cover electronics. I checked with insurance. They did not cover it. I checked with the GPS feature that's supposed to have, but I hadn't fully registered it. And then I tried to imagine it was in somebody's hands, somebody's who really needed access to what the iPad had to offer, because I had not put a lock on it. 2 weeks later, I got an email, and it said, quote, "I believe I found an iPad that belongs to you. Oddly enough, I found it in my luggage on a flight between Kona and Honolulu. I suspect TSA looked through both of our bags in Minneapolis and placed it in my backpack instead of yours. In any case, I would like to send it your way. Just let me know which address you would like it sent, and I will send it to you as soon as possible." Amazing. Amazingly kind to find out. He later explained it took him 2 weeks to get to me because he had to wait to get home to have his kids show him how to figure out whose iPad it was. That kind of kindness, that kind of care, it happens all around us all the time. It's not what's in the news necessarily, maybe on Facebook sometimes, but most of the time, these small acts of attentive listening, remembering that you're going through a difficult time, and a call or a card, that kind of compassion, that kind of connection is what gives color and texture to our days. I read a story about a woman who was part of an upstanding couple, and yet she was the victim of domestic violence and spousal abuse. And so she was explaining that even though she's the pillar of community, everyone thought him, her husband, so thoughtful and correct. People envied her marriage, and so she thought she was the problem. While in New York City, she and her husband were waiting at a traffic light, and the wife explained, "Oh, look at that beautiful building." The husband, believing they were alone, used a tone he reserved for private conversations. "Oh, that building there? The one that everyone with eyes in their head would know it's just like every other building on the street? You are such an idiot," he said. A perfect stranger, also waiting for the light, said to them, "What? That is a perfectly beautiful building, and she is absolutely right. And, sir, you are a horse's patootie," paraphrasing there. It was a moment that changed that woman's life, that kindness. That woman had no idea what kind of blessing she was by speaking up, but it changed a life. We all have that capacity just to tune in a little bit more what kindness would serve me, what kindness could I extend to others, to let the world know that care and love are really what matters most. Let me close with a quote by Rachel Naomi Remen. "We are born with the power to befriend the life around us and the life within us and heal the world. All life needs from us is our intention to care."
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.